Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Well, he hasn't been to our new digs yet. For those of you that don't know, we worked up the dial for about 5 years. And one of the guys that was in on a regular basis was our friend Danny Tarkanian. Danny has since moved. So have I. Right down on the strip, the Las Vegas Strip across from Mandalay Bay, Danny Tarkanian, though, is joining us. Danny, unfortunately, we can't let folks in the building right now. But when we do, I want you to see our new digs, man. How are you doing?
Well, great. I look forward to it. But I'll tell you, I just love your introduction. I keep forgetting how great that is. You do a great job.
Oh, thank you, Danny. Thank you. How long have you been gone from here?
10 months.
10 months. That's incredible. Explain that process. Explain what you did in packing up Amy and your beautiful family and carting them off to Douglas County. Explain what the thought process was.
Well, my oldest daughter was a sophomore in high school, and she was my wife and I felt was experiencing some things that we didn't think were in her best interest. And I don't need to get into them, but the first day of school, there was a stabbing in the cafeteria. The second or third football game, they closed down the football game at the end of the third quarter because there were riots going on. And you know, I got two other daughters that were going to start high school, and I said to my wife Amy, you know, business wise I can do my work wherever, because I could do a lot of it over the phone and the internet. I said, we got to get our kids in a good environment where they're safe and they're going to have within the most stressful years they're going to be in a situation to grow in the best manner possible. And we looked at a bunch. We wanted to move to a smaller community. When I moved to Las Vegas, there was 250,000 people. It was a great community. It's gotten very big. There's a lot of great things about Las Vegas. We certainly miss the entertainment. We miss the great restaurants. We miss a lot of the friends and family and so forth. But we felt being in a smaller community would be in the best interest of our kids for their high school years. So we looked at a number of places. St. George, Utah was one of them. I went to a junior college there and just loved it. I think that's a great community. We ended up picking Gardnerville in Douglas County because we know some people from the previous campaigns there, and it's close to Reno, and my wife could do her television work out of Reno. And so we moved them up here.
And you survived your first winter.
You know, it was amazing. It wasn't bad at all. It was the greatest. First of all, the summer's been great. We go out and take walks every day. It's not 100 degrees outside. The winter was not, but I thought I bought a big shovel because I figured I was going to shovel and snow every day. I never use a shovel. I get these great things in cars now. I just got a new car, first time in like 8 years. And I can turn it on and it heats up. So when it was snowing on my car, I just turned it on before I went out there. By the time I got out there, it was all gone. I had these things I was going to shovel off the ice on my car. I never used that either. And it was a mild winter here. I'm sure it's going to be a lot worse in other years, but this was very tame for us. I was expecting much worse.
Did you buy a ranch like James Settlemyer and the Corley Ranch and some of those other places that I've seen in Gardnerville that are absolutely gorgeous, picturesque with the mountains and all that? Did you buy a ranch?
No, we didn't want a big yard.
You didn't want to mow. That's what it comes down to. You didn't want to mow the grass.
A gardener that I hire for that. I don't still mow. I know that doesn't sound good, but my dad, the first time, he used to mow the lawn every all the time. And then when he got his first raise from junior college level, he hired a gardener. And he told my mother, "You see that guy out there? That's me mowing the lawn. Don't ever complain about me not mowing because I'm doing it."
I
and
love
that's
that.
The way I feel about it. But anyways, no, what we wanted, we got a great home, and we found a lot that overlooked Joke Peak. It's a great mountain view of great view of the mountains. So we have a patio on the second floor. I get to watch the sunset every night. The sky and the clouds are the most beautiful things you've ever seen. Rainbows all the time. It's one of the most beautiful places in the entire world. And we have a great view of on our balcony on the second floor. And even in our right now, out of our kitchen, we got huge windows that overlook those mountains, too, although they're building homes behind us now, so we'll lose it at some point.
Again, Danny Tarkanian joining us. It did not take him long to jump in with both feet into a Douglas County commissioner race in District 1, which apparently, you defeated the incumbent, Dave Nelson, by 17 votes. And I guess my question is there going to be a recount? I don't know how many total votes there are in District 1, but normally if something's 17 votes, they'll usually have some sort of a recount or something like that. Anything like that going on?
Yeah, there's 11,000 votes. There's a high turnout for the county. There will be a recount. Dave Nelson said he's going to do it. But with the electronic counting now, the way they count the ballots electronically, the recounts will almost non-existent. I can't remember the last time a recount overturned an election. Jill Dickman in the assembly last year lost by 11, and she had a recount, and they didn't make up any votes. Machines are pretty accurate. Look, a lot of strange things have happened in my life during campaign, so maybe I'll be the exception and something will happen and it'll overturn my win, but I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see. I would like to say I wasn't running for anything when I went up there. It was in March, early March. I got asked to run by State Senator James Settlemyer, former Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolek and his wife, and some other people that we knew there. Wes Rice, who was the rural chair of the GOP party for a number of years and on the county commission. They felt that the district that I lived in, the new home I just bought, wasn't being represented very well, and they asked me to run. And I've always felt public service was a noble profession and something I thought that I would like to do and help my community. I wanted to do it in the Las Vegas area when I was there, and unfortunately I didn't have the success in the races. But when they asked me to do so, and they told me the reasons why, and they told me they would help raise the money and I wouldn't have to be out there doing all that myself, I decided to do so. And it ended up being a real bad decision at first because I'm an outsider coming from Las Vegas. People up in northern Nevada aren't real fond of Las Vegas, and this is an incumbent that had a strong base of grassroots support, and I thought when I got in the race, I'd go door to door and introduce myself. I'd speak at different events, and I'd be able to persuade people to vote for me. Then the coronavirus hits, and we can't do any of that. So I was really nervous about winning this race. It was turned out to be extremely difficult. Dave Nelson ran a very good race. They got real dirty, like the Democrats did. Used the same ad the Democrats are using, and some of them that Heller used, the real negative stuff that wasn't true. But, you know, I found almost funny, for you, those of you that follow my campaigns in the past, they remember those $1.6 million in ads that Michael Robertson ran against me. They called me Dirty Danny. They were horrible ads. And in fact, I mean, they were so vicious. So you know what they do up in Douglas County? They call me Vegas Danny. That was the negative ads on me. Vegas Danny was my negative connotation. I had to laugh at it, except I thought it might work.
Yeah. I'm just curious, though. So what happens, assuming you win, you're up by 17 votes. And by the way, do we know for sure if there's going to be a recount?
Well, Dave Nelson said they would. I don't think it's very expensive. He has a couple that has a lot of money that they put in the race. I'm assuming they're going to do so. I mean, I would have done it if I lost by 17. Although the chances aren't very good anymore. I mean, maybe you can check and see with your resources. When's the last time there was a recount overturned an election?
Yeah.
With electronic counting.
Yeah. So what happens in the general?
First of all, let me tell you, there hasn't been a Democrat county commissioner in Douglas County since 1935. And because of that, Democrats don't even run very often. And there was no Democrat in my race. If I win, it's over. I got to get one vote in the general, and I figured if my wife's mad at me, she won't vote for me. At least I can vote for myself.
Keep Amy on your good side, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? There is no opponent? There is no opponent?
No, it's over. Whoever wins this will win the seat.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. What is it like running for office? You've run in Clark County numerous times. Everybody knows the story. Tell me what it's like running in the reddest of red areas.
Well, we couldn't do much. Like I mentioned, normally you'd go out and you'd meet people door to door. You campaign that way. And we couldn't do any of that. So it was completely different. It was very weird. You know what happened to me? Because, again, Nelson and his campaign was trying to make me look like, in fact, they used that terminology. I was not a rug bird. What that guy?
Carpetbagger?
Carpetbagger, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I got to meet people and talk with them and they get a chance to see why we moved there, my kids and everything, I thought I would win. So this lady asked me, she lives up here and was on the sheriff's department. You got to go out on the street corner, wave signs. So I wanted her support, so I went out myself. I knew my kids wouldn't do it. So I went out. I was so mad at her. I just hated it. I was thinking, God, I can't wait till this is over. And then at the very end, we were getting good responses, and people were very receptive. And I said, you know what? Let me try it with my family and everything. And so for about the next 15 out of 20 days of the campaign, we were on every major street corner in Douglas County, from Lake Tahoe to Topaz to what they call North County. To Minden and Gardnerville. And we waved signs and we posted those on the social media. We did a big newspaper ad with that, and I think it really helped. I think it made a difference if us winning or not.
Did you turn loose your secret weapon, Ava, who is probably one of the best call center people that I've ever seen? And I saw her when she was really young doing that. What is she now, a teenager?
Yeah, she's 15 and a half.
My gosh.
She did get on the phones at the end, and she was making calls to people, and she got good responses, too. I mean, she's such a nice kid. It's hard to be mean to her. And there are some that were mean. One guy told her he'd rather cut his throat than vote for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Stick around. More with Danny Tarkanian coming up. He is in the midst of a Douglas County Commission race, District 1. He leads Dave Nelson by 17 votes. There may be a recount. There may not be a recount. Recounts don't usually work in those kind of races, but we'll find out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's brand new. It's broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
M&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
M&D has loved Las Vegas for over 30 years, and we're here for you if you need us. Construction hasn't shut down, and while you're safe at home, we can take care of those needed repairs. We can meet in your home and still keep a safe social distance. B&D Plastering, here for you, 702-644-8980.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall back with you on AM 670 KMZQ, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. Good to have you with us. We have all survived the coronavirus, the COVID-19 Sisalak shutdown. Danny Tarkanian joining us. He won his primary for Douglas County Commissioner, we think, in District 1 over incumbent Dave Nelson by 17 votes. I'm curious how you and the family have coped. I mean, you lived in a neighborhood that had lots of folks and lots of stores and lots of everything. How was it in the last 3-4 months for you there in Gardnerville? What was the Sisalak shutdown like for you guys?
Well, I mean, it was very difficult. It's caused a lot of harm to my kids, particularly my son, not being able to go out and do things. And you can tell emotionally it's taken a toll on him. Some of the things that Sisalak's done is so stupid, and I just can't believe that anybody would do these type of things. My daughter plays basketball all the time, but they close down every gym, which is fine. But we would go to this park, and she's the only person shooting a basket on the park in the park all by herself. Every day we would go, and all of a sudden, makes them order to lock down the basketball courts, locks them all down. My other daughter's playing tennis, Ava, the one you mentioned. She has a ball machine. She doesn't play with anybody. And they lock the tennis courts. And what kind of sense does that make? None at all. I mean, I think Sisalak is dead in the water for the next election. Anybody who runs against him, if they're well-funded, they're going to beat this guy.
I'm not going to presume anything, but is it something you would look at, a statewide race?
No. Shoot. I'm happy to get a win, and a lot of people invested their time, energy, and some of them their resources, although it's not very expensive to run those races, for me to be a county commissioner up there. And they're very contentious, the board right now. If I win, which we think that's the case, it's going to be a 3-2 majority for the people that are against our positions. And in 2 years, another guy on their side runs for re-election. If he gets beat, we'll take back the majority. So my position is important for the county, and I'll be there fighting for him.
I'm curious what the issues are, even if you're doing it by phone or by text or whatever. Are the issues different up there than they are down here?
Yeah, 1,000%. All they care about up there is they don't want the place to grow real fast. Dave Nelson doesn't want it to grow at all. I mean, he voted against every development, even ones that ask for lower density than what they were available under the master plan. He voted against those projects and just said there shouldn't be any new development. And in addition, he didn't want any type of redevelopment projects being done, which was bringing in new businesses and stuff. In fact, he voted against one of the development projects that created $500 million in sales for Douglas County. And he kept talking about how bad it was. And life, man, I can't figure it out. All the redevelopment money came from an increase in property taxes of that development. So there, it only was paid for by the development itself, and it created $500 million in sales revenue. So Dave Nelson wanted to have no growth, and that was a talking point for people in Douglas County wanted. But what he couldn't answer, and I don't know how many people realize this, is there was going to be no resources to pay for all these things. I mean, you can't say you're not going to have any growth at all. You're not going to bring any new businesses in. You don't want to do anything to develop areas that could create new businesses. How do you pay for everything? You can't, and that's the thing. There was a guy that ran on the my side, one of the nicest guys ever, Larry Walsh, and you know, he was for managed growth, very sharp, and I was really, really impressed with the way he handled himself and the way he voted. And he lost by 2,000 votes out of 12,000. Was that like 18%? I mean, he got killed. And it's just because people in Douglas County do not want this place growing very fast.
You are a, by trade, developer. You've owned and operated, businesses, office buildings, things like that. Are you doing that up there as well?
No, I still got my project in Las Vegas. That's going extremely well. We're building another retail building there, and we're getting close to building another office building out there. And I have a guy that manages the property in Las Vegas for me, and he does a great job, Pete Sopolis. And
I love Pete, by the way.
Yeah, Pete's the best.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing some of that stuff. And then my other buildings that we built, the other three, they're almost fully leased. So I can do a lot of that just by long distance over the phone and the internet.
I want to ask you though about business up there. If they don't want development, how can they keep paying the bills?
There's a group of people that didn't want any development at all. And then the people that are involved in businesses or real estate or contracts, home builders, they're just flabbergasted what's going on. They can't understand. I mean, imagine owning a piece of property that's zoned to have, whatever, 10 homes to, let's say it's 5 homes to the acre, right? And you go in and you propose, I'll build and only put 3 homes to the acre. And they say, no, we don't want it.
They still don't want even managed growth. That's interesting.
Well, Dave Nelson, the campaign said he wanted managed growth, but he voted against every new project, including two of them that came in with lower density than was allowed. So,
wow.
I just don't think that people understand that you need managed growth and bringing in new businesses if you're going to expand the tax revenue. And that's very important because there are a lot of services that are necessary in every community.
More coming up with Danny Tarkany, and he's joining us from Gardnerville up north. Beautiful country. We will talk about the future of policing, even in Douglas County, Nevada. We'll do that on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 5:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, it's a mess on Interstate 15 in the Resort Corridor, both directions between Sahara and Sunset. Do expect delays as you work your way through there. You're going to be touching the brakes, 515 South at Main Street, as you enter the bowl towards Henderson. Those lane restrictions are causing some delays there on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Also on the eastbound side at Rainbow. And bridge maintenance continues as well on the 15. That's between Russell and Flamingo. And overnight road work on 15 North, that's between Cactus and Silverado Ranch.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking with CNN, said that plans for the NBA and the MLS bubble environment should be able to work, but he said that football teams need to emulate those exact same plans. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, speaking with CNN, he said that football players would need to be isolated from others and tested regularly. There is a report out there that a number of NFL coaches are very concerned about starting the season on time, some believing it would be smart to postpone the season or at least start it later as we continue to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
This Father's Day, near or far, show Dad you care with a gift he'll love. At Kohl's, save on shirts and shorts, the Ninja Foodie Grill, and get 25% off Under Armour, Nike, and Adidas. Plus, get an extra 20 or 15% off. Plus, an extra $10 off your Father's Day purchase of $50 or more. You don't have to spend a lot to say thanks, Dad. Offers valid June 11th through 21st. 25% off active. Offers and coupons do not apply. 10 off 50 with promo code DAD10. 15 or 20% off with promo code SAVEMORE. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Brand new address. But old friends visiting, including Danny Tarkanian, he has apparently won a GOP primary in Douglas County. He and the family moved up to Gardnerville, and they have apparently won a race for the County Commission District 1 over incumbent Dave Nelson. There is no general election, so all he needs is one vote in the general election, maybe his, maybe Amy's, and we hope it's going to be Amy anyway. Danny, let me ask you, though. I've been so ticked off about the Sisolak shutdown and some of the stupid things that they've done, some of the news conferences that were just absolutely bizarre. And I'm surprised there has not been more GOP pushback on the Sisolak shutdown. Has that surprised you?
Well, first of all, I don't think our state party is very organized, and they're not very effective. You'd expect that the state party would be the one that's taking the shots and doing most of the hitting, but that hasn't happened. There have been some. I think State Senator Settlemyer has been public about his disagreements with what Sisolak had done. The lack of, most important, lack of communication that Sisolak had with the rest of the legislative branch. But to some people are doing it, but it's not the state party, which should be the organization.
I'm curious, is there anybody you see down the road in 2022 that might challenge? Because I happen to agree with you that I think he is dead in the water. He's dead meat, and he is going to be very vulnerable to a challenge, maybe even from within his own party. But I do believe that there's going to be some sort of at least a primary, and that Republicans will have at least a reasonable shot of defeating him. Are you surprised, though, that nobody has emerged? No Joe Heck? I mean, I don't even know who it would be. I don't even know who it would be.
If Joe Heck ran while President Trump's still in office, it would be probably a tough hill to overcome. But Dean Hill is planning on running for the governor's race. At least that's what I've heard from very credible sources. I think State Senator Settlemyer would like to run also, although he's very close with Dean. I don't think he'd run against Dean. I lack all that when he lost last election, and he had mentioned to me that he's going to wait and see what happened with Sisolak, and he might run against him, although I don't think his plans are to run against Heller either. So they may clear the field. It might just be Heller, and maybe it'll be Heller and somebody else.
Wow. I want to ask you about what's been going on the last 3 or 4 weeks, the police shootings, now calls for defunding. As a guy that will probably be a part of a law enforcement effort, even in quiet, wonderful Gardnerville, this idea of essentially defunding the police, tell me why it won't work.
Well, do you need somebody to explain that one?
It's a softball. It's a softball question, Danny.
You talk about all the people that want to get rid of guns. All they're going to do is force everybody to have a gun. That's exactly. It will be the Wild West again. Look, my mom's been, as many people that know me, she's a staunch Democrat and has been her entire life. She told me the other day that she can't believe what's happened to her party, that they're talking about defunding police. It's the craziest, most stupid thing she's ever heard about. It is. It's ridiculous. And it don't even waste your time talking about it. It's not going to happen. What they may do is they may take funds away from the police department and put in some of these social programs they're talking about. And when they do that, all they're going to do is make the police force weaker. And the people that the police force protects the most are the people that are talking about defunding them, the minority groups. Those areas that the police go in and protect the best they can in very, very tough environments, the minority groups are the ones talking about taking away some of the money from it. It's crazy. But there's a lot of things that go along with this, and I want to mention a couple of things. When they didn't arrest the police officer who chokehold and killed Gardner, I was appalled by it. I was upset. I couldn't believe it would happen. And I think there should have been a lot of people protesting when that happened. When the Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown thing came out, I kept telling all my African-American friends, you guys are defending the wrong people. These guys started it and created the incidents that happened. You can't defend them. You lose all credibility. And then obviously the gentleman in Minneapolis, George Floyd, that was even worse than Gardner. And it's inexcusable. And we all should be outraged by it and demand that those changes. But it's the changes by a certain few police officers that were bad people in their profession, not the fact that the police is a bad profession. I think most people understand that. To hear all these NFL players now talking about they get a deal because they think the police force is racist is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It makes me sick. And I love football more than any sport to watch. And it's going to be very tough for me to watch the NFL when they're all going to sit there and disrespect the police force. Forget about disrespecting the flag and the military. It's the police force that defends these communities that need it the most, and they're gonna say that the police force is racist. The police force isn't racist. Certain police officers may have been, and those should be weeded out and prosecuted and so forth. But a lot of it goes back to the fact they didn't do anything to Carter. That was a huge injustice, and it was a mistake. And finally, I want to talk about the Hey Reb and the change in the rebel name at UNLV. You talk about ludicrous. The UNLV has a great reputation in basketball still to this day, and they're known for the running Rebels. When you change the name Rebels, what are they going to know about UNLV basketball? They're going to lose everything they built to reputation-wise, prestige-wise. It's just the stupidest thing you've ever seen. And the Rebels' name was created because it was the southern part of the state, and they wanted to buck the authority up north. It had nothing to do with the Confederacy or the slavery, and it's just ridiculous, the political correctness that's been going on. I hope that I went on my five-minute rant.
That's okay. You haven't been on lately, so we'll give you extra time. Danny, it is always so good to talk to you. Give Amy and the family my best, and when you're down this way, let's get together, okay?
Sounds great, Kevin, and good luck with your new spot and everything. Thank you.
It's going to be fun. Danny Tarkanian joining us. He won the GOP primary in Douglas County, commission seat one. Over incumbent Dave Nelson, but only won by 17 votes. And so that may still be contested. There may be a recount. We'll find out. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect in the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
What the Market Protection Action Plan does is make sure that we have what we call the core and explore philosophy built in your plan.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it today, the Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration's decision to terminate the DACA, better known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, was unlawful. They did not rule on the merits of the move. They just said, you didn't give us a good reason. The DACA recipients, this is the governor's office for New American celebrating the whole notion of the Supreme Court ruling in favor of DACA recipients. The governor made a statement. He says, as governor, I remain committed to supporting Dreamers and their families and join them in their call for continued progress and a permanent solution through the passage of comprehensive immigration reform. We've been talking about comprehensive immigration reform for a long, long time. And the problem, in fact, remember the president offered, what, 1.8 million visas? And the Democrats wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take yes for an answer. Maybe now with this, although with only 5 months, less than 5 months to go before an election, nothing's going to happen. Something may surprise me. Something may surprise me, but I'm not terribly optimistic. I'll just leave it at that. I want you to hear one of the more bizarre things that we have seen. This is Nancy Pelosi. This is cut two, by the way. She has. This is the PC police. Even when we're talking about Democrats, okay. But Nancy Pelosi ordered portraits of speakers of the House of Representatives who served in the Confederacy taken down on Capitol Hill. It's once again just more PC correctness. Let's go to cut two. This was Nancy Pelosi earlier today on Capitol Hill. Here it is.
Tomorrow is Juneteenth, a day that we observe as a day of freedom in our country. It was the day that people in the West found out about the Emancipation Proclamation. In observance of that, I have sent a letter, which you will see, to the clerk of the House, directing the clerk to remove the portraits of four previous speakers of the House who served in the Confederacy. We didn't know about this until we were taking inventory of the statues, and the curator told us that there were four paintings of speakers in the Capitol of the United States, four speakers who had served in the Confederacy. So tomorrow, Juneteenth, the clerk will oversee the removal of those Confederate speakers from the House. As I've said before, there's no room in the hallowed halls of this democracy, this temple of democracy, to memorialize people who embody violent bigotry and grotesque racism of the Confederacy. You have to see the remarks that they had made, how oblivious they were to what our founders had in mind.
That's Nancy Pelosi. And that's just bizarre. I mean, and now they're going to take down the portraits that hang in the Capitol. And it's just bizarre what's going on, the political correctness. You know, the statues that are being taken down and defaced on college campuses. I'm just telling you, it's just bizarre what is going on now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the last word will belong to Chuck Schumer as he celebrates a Supreme Court decision that has everybody, except maybe Chuck Schumer, scratching their head. We will do that. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by my friends at Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is free. In fact, you can call right now. They're ready for you to take your call. 702-714-1060. I'm going to give the last word to Chuck Schumer. We know where he comes from. He's a New Yorker. He is a staunch liberal. And he was following the Supreme Court. And by the way, we got some more Supreme Court cases that will be coming down over the next few days, maybe the next week or so. So there will be more of this stuff coming down. But I want you to hear Chuck Schumer celebrating the SCOTUS decision preserving DACA, delayed arrivals for children in America. This is Chuck Schumer this morning on the floor of the United States Senate.
Madam President, I cried tears of joy a few minutes ago when I heard the decision of the Supreme Court on DACA. These wonderful DACA kids and their families have a huge burden lifted off their shoulders. They don't have to worry about being deported. They can do their jobs. And I do believe this, someday soon, they will be American citizens. I've met so many of these beautiful children and their families. Now many have been grown up. They came to America as little kids, and all they want to be is Americans. They work hard. I met some of them during the COVID crisis in New York, risking their lives to deal with the health care crisis we had. I've seen them enlist in the armed forces and go to college and some of our best colleges and law schools and climb that American ladder that has been around for so many years and some people want to rip away. So this is a wonderful, wonderful day for the DACA kids, for their families, and for the American dream. We've always believed in immigration in America. We've had some dark forces oppose it in recent years. But we believe in it. It's part of our soul. Every one of us cares about immigrants, and so many of us are descendants of immigrants. Wow, what a decision. And let me say this. In these very difficult times, the Supreme Court provided a bright ray of sunshine this week with the decision on Monday preventing discrimination in employment against the LGBTQ community, and now with this DACA decision. To me, frankly, the court's decisions were surprising, but welcome. Wow.
Wow. Tomorrow, Annie Black is a city councilwoman in Mesquite, and a wonderful woman and a firebrand of sorts, very conservative. She just unseated Chris Edwards, a three-term assemblyman, military veteran. Yeah, it's a major, major upset that happened. She'll tell us how she did it tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. I want to thank my buddy Jim Dallas, as always, for keeping me coloring inside the lines. We will get to that. And the Friday song. We'll find the Friday song. It's somewhere. And we'll find it. We'll do that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your evening right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
Would you like to live in a gated community that's full of amenities? Tropicana Palms is just that active adult community. Tropicana Palms offers beautiful new three-bedroom, two-bath homes for a limited time. 3.99% financing. $5,000 down will get you in. Homes starting at $147,900. You will enjoy open floor plans, new appliances, walk-in closets, two pools, two spas, two clubhouses, tennis courts, and a fitness center. For complete details, call 702-456-2249 or visit TropicanaPalmsHomes.com. Tropicana Palms is at the eastern end of Tropicana Palms Boulevard.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.